to links to related sites, a seminar room to share your thoughts with other students, and yes, of course, a final exam. And now we begin That's Not What I Meant, the Sociolinguistics of Everyday Conversation, Lecture 1. Conversational Style, the Power of Language in Your Life. And now, Professor Tannen.
I teach a course at Georgetown University called Cross-Cultural Communication. A student who took that course once commented that the course saved her marriage. When I go to scholarly meetings, my fellow linguists stop me in the hall and they tell me that they showed an article that I wrote to a friend or a relative and it saved their marriages. What can linguistics have to do with saving marriages? Linguistics is the academic discipline devoted to understanding how language works. Relationships are made, maintained, and broken through talk. So linguistics provides a concrete way of understanding how relationships are made, maintained, and broken. There are branches of linguistics that are concerned mainly with the history or the grammar or the symbolic representation of language, but there are also branches of the field, and my branch is part of that. You might call it sociolinguistics, discourse analysis, sometimes anthropological linguistics. These branches of linguistics are concerned with understanding how people use language in their everyday lives. The course is called Cross-Cultural Communication because we often approach this from the question, how do people from different cultures use language differently? Looking at these differences helps us understand how language works when it's going well between people of the same culture. These lectures grow out of that branch of linguistics. But the student who said that my course saved her marriage was American and her husband was American. So what would a course in cross-cultural communication have to do with them and their marriage? Well, it has to do with everyone, because all communication is more or less cross-cultural. We learn to use language growing up. And if we grow up in different parts of the country, we have different ethnic background, different regional background, class background, even just being male or female, these all result in different ways of talking. The term that I use to describe these different ways of talking is conversational style. And subtle differences in conversational style can result in differences that may individually be rather minor, but cumulatively over time can really create frustrations. There's a quote that I love from the novelist D.M. Forster in his book, A Passage to India. He says, "A pause in the wrong place, an intonation misunderstood, and a whole conversation went awry." When conversations go awry, we look for causes, and we usually find them by blaming ourselves or the other person or the relationship. What I'll try to show in these lectures is how much of that blame may be misplaced. Often, bad feelings are just the result of misunderstandings that arise because people who are speaking to each other have different conversational styles. I was once introduced by a talk show host saying that in his long career, he'd read a lot of books about speaking, but they were all about public speaking. But most of the talk that we do during our lives isn't public, it's private speaking, talk between two or just a few people. These lectures are about private speaking, how it works, why it goes well sometimes and badly at others. The lectures will explain the invisible processes of conversational style and how they shape relationships. Understanding these processes can restore a sense of control over our lives because it makes it possible to improve communication and relationships in all the settings in which people talk to each other. At work, in interviews, in public affairs, but most important of all, to the people we're closest to, at home. A perfectly tuned conversation is a vision of sanity. You start to speak at just the right time. You make a joke and the other person laughs. Everything just seems to be going right. It assures you you're a right sort of person. You feel like God's in his heaven and all's right with the world. Nothing is more deeply disquieting than a conversation gone awry. You say something that you think is funny and the other person looks like you punched him in the stomach. You try to find a way into the conversation and you just can't get the beat, like trying to join a line of dancers and you just can't pick up the beat. If the conversation is a fleeting one, the consequences may be minor, though the cumulative effect could be dire. But if the conversation is at work, it can